Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 2nd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is portend, spelled P-O-R-T-E-N-D. Portend is usually used in formal and literary contexts as a verb meaning to give a sign or warning that something is going to happen. The something in question is often, though not always, considered bad or unpleasant. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Washington Post by Autumn Brewington. While readers may at times wish author Robert Hardman's own views were presented more directly, he ultimately makes a clear argument that the United Kingdom, however loosely united it is these days, is unlikely to do away with the monarchy, even if the end of the Elizabethan era portends significant changes. It may seem like a stretch to say that the word portend, beloved verb of seers, soothsayers, and meteorologists alike, is related to the word tendon, the word we use to refer to the dense white fibrous tissue that helps us, well, stretch. But it's likely true. Portend comes from the Latin verb portendere, meaning to predict or foretell, which in turn developed as a combination of the prefix por, meaning forward, and the verb tendere, meaning to stretch. Tendere is thought to have led to tendon, among other words, so you might imagine portend as having a literal meaning of stretching forward to predict. In any event, the history of the word surely showcases the flexibility of our language. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.